Welcome to Front Row Backstage, the show that takes you behind the velvet ropes of the media world. I'm LCC student Greg Trimmer, and each week we'll explore the stars you see on screen, stage, and radio, and the tech and talent making the magic happen behind it. From unsung heroes to spotlight sensations, we've got the stories you won't hear anywhere else. So grab your popcorn and let's dive in. Welcome, guys. So as I promised, we're back for a part two with Errol Gribble.
Hey, everybody.
So real quick, before we dive back into some things, where does that last name come from? Because it is a very interesting
Gribble?
Last name. Yeah.
Well, if you look it up, a gribble is actually a form of lichen that feeds off the bottom of boats like a barnacle. But the name, I think, is English.
Gotcha. So let's talk about your teaching. What motivated you to begin teaching acting alongside your performance career?
I'm going to be honest with you. I needed money.
I mean, fair.
And it's true most. And I would also encourage any young actor sort of out there gigging, trying to get work. It's a really wonderful side gig. I started in Ann Arbor Reconhead doing after-school drama classes for elementary school kids. Yeah, I kind of hated it.
You kind of hated it?
That's not true. I really loved it.
No,
but
no,
I also,
hey, that's fair. If you hated it, you hated it.
No, I didn't. I learned my first, I will never forget. I think it was my second semester teaching. I had like two classes the first semester and then three classes the second semester. So it's like one day a week. And one of the classes was 11 third grade girls. And I did not know as a young 22-year-old young man how to handle.
Yeah, that's fair.
Third grade girls.
That's fair.
And they walked all over me. The last day of class, it was like a showcase. So we're showing off like the scenes we've been working on. And they won't focus. They're running around. And I screamed, everybody shut the hell up. And had like the latchkey lady from next door come over and ask if everything was okay. Like, I'm surprised I'm still teaching to this day after latchkey. That.
You guys might not know what that is. Some of our listeners are kind of young, so like they might not know what latchkey is.
They not
is.
Have latchkey anymore?
I don't think latchkey's a thing anymore, my guy. I mean, they probably have it. It's probably just not called that.
After school care?
Yeah. I guess.
It's for, why do they call it latchkey?
Right? I don't even know why that was a thing.
It was like, we're the latch to put your key in.
I don't know.
But it's for kids whose like parents worked late.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I know what it is.
It's another way that capitalism replaces parenting with, the system.
Fair. So you did Young People's Theater.
Yes.
And then you taught at the Wharton Center.
Yep. Young People's Theater was in Ann Arbor. I worked with a handful of like after school, summer theater camp kind of groups. And that's what Young People's Theater was. And Young Actors Guild was another one. YAG. And they were, it's like all ages from kindergarten to high school. Often doing musicals. That's where I did Peter Pan. We did
Peter Pan is fun. Western Michigan University, one of their theaters they have in their theater complex.
Yeah.
Is this, I don't know, imagine like it looks like a black box.
Yeah.
But it's big.
Yeah. Okay. I've been there.
But then like there's the seating is arena style.
Yeah.
Okay. But then they have this whole rigging system up above that allows them to fly people over the audience.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
They told me about this on my college tour for Western Theater.
Yeah.
So they did Peter Pan in there at one point and flew Peter Pan over the audience.
Wow.
And flew some of the like kids that were following him to Neverland over the audience.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Are you transferring? Do you know where you're transferring? This is a side note.
If I get into Western, that's my number one choice.
It's a really great theater program.
I am applying to Western, mm-hmm. Michigan Tech, Michigan State, Northern Michigan, and Wayne State.
Ooh. I don't know about a couple of those, but most of those are really, really wonderful theater programs.
So this is what's insane about Wayne State.
They're the best.
They're they're like the bottom of my list.
Oh, they shouldn't be.
But only because of the campus environment. Not that the environment emotionally or anything is bad. I just don't know that I want to navigate the concrete jungle of downtown Detroit every day for class.
I think you would very quickly fall in love with Detroit.
Yeah. They don't have their own proscenium. They have a contract for their main, like, big proscenium shows, like their main stage shows. Yeah. And you know where they do them? The Fox Theater.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They had a space at the, I can't remember the name of it, Hillbury?
What? I don't care. Yeah. It's at the Fox Theater.
But yeah, now they use the Fox.
Which is insane.
It's great.
To be in college working on shows in the Fox Theater?
Yeah. Well, that's
nuts.
The Wharton Center is essentially Mid-Michigan's
No. Wharton Center is great and does a lot of amazing large-scale professional shows.
Yeah.
But do you understand the significance of the Fox Theater?
No.
So, back in the day, when American Idol was like the...
This is not at all why I thought... I was expecting some historical.
No, like
it's one of the first theaters where a film was shown, and
the Fox Theater's been around for a zillion years, like history,
It was a big vaudeville house back
but
in the
like,
day.
Like the first seasons of American Idol, when it was the judges were Randy Jackson and Paula Abdul and
the
Simon
OG.
Cowell, like the OGs, okay. There used to be a stage of the show, like, they went to Hollywood, right? And they did, like, the small theater in Hollywood. And then there was, like, a middle stage between the tiny theater in Hollywood and, like, the big production. Like, once you got to, like, the top 20 or whatever.
Okay.
Like, before the big stage.
Yeah.
There was a middle level stage.
Okay.
And that was the Fox Theater in Detroit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So the what's now, we'll see.
Blink 182 has played the Fox Theater.
Oh, sure.
Excision comes there.
Who?
Excision.
Is that the opposite of Incision?
No. Excision is one of the largest EDM artists.
Oh.
Like.
Well, yeah. I mean, have you ever been to the Detroit EDM Fest?
The Movement?
Yeah.
I have been to Movement. Movement is insane.
I went before they were calling it Movement.
So here's the thing. So Movement, you have the main thing during the day, right?
Yeah.
Like the actual festival. But there's all these EDM rave houses and theaters and clubs and stuff in Detroit that do after parties.
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet St. Andrew's Hall has one.
And those after parties go till 4 a.m.
Sure.
Okay. And then at 5:30 in the morning, there's these even smaller companies doing these rooftop breakfast raves.
Oh.
And then by time those are over, Movement is starting back up again.
So are you telling me that's what you did? You were all night long, let's go to the after party.
Yes.
Let's go to the breakfast party.
Yes.
All right. I mean, if you're on, enough of the recreational activities, that's possible. That's another reason why I didn't graduate from U of M. I went to a lot of raves in the 90s. What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
It's a good time.
So what was it like performing with theaters like Purple Rose Theater and the Meadowbrook Theater?
It's really funny. Those are two very different houses. First of all, I will say it is amazing and incredible to work in a professional house where you are supported by a team of professionals, right? So different places do different stuff, but the Purple Rose especially is they really take care of actors. Jeff Daniels, the founder, of course, very...
Jeff Daniels founded the Purple Rose?
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah, that was Jeff Daniels' theater, based off of the movie Purple Rose of Cairo. That he was
Isn't he the one that's like jalapeno on a stick?
No, what?
Who is that? Who am I thinking of?
I don't know, man.
There's a dude named Jeff. There's like a famous comedian named Jeff.
Oh, Jeff Dunham?
Oh, okay. I was thinking that it was... Okay, never mind.
You know what? I do kind of love that you mixed up Jeff Dunham and Jeff Daniels. That's kind of amazing.
Jalapeno on a stick.
Yeah, because that's... Unfortunately, that is often, because he's like a famous Hollywood celebrity, you get a lot of folks... you get a lot of gross stuff that kind of happens around.
Who's your favorite famous actor?
William H. Macy, of course. I would say I worked on
a set with him.
Yeah, he would be in my top 5, top 10, no matter what. But like, yeah, the fact that I got to work with him means. Yeah.
Can you guess who mine is? I'll tell you, it's a man. I'll give you that. Hint.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Is he alive?
Yes. I'll give you one more hint.
Is he American?
One, no.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Two, he started on Broadway.
Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Any thoughts about the gossip about Wolverine?
What do you mean?
Well, so Hugh Jackman has his wife that he's been with for a long time.
Yeah.
But a lot of people... the gossip on the rumors and the gossip pages are that she's a beard, if you know what I mean.
He is not gay.
That's the rumor.
No shot.
Or that the two of them have an open relationship.
I mean, I realize that the stereotype awful stereotype is that every man on Broadway is gay.
Right. No, my father was terrified when I was like, I want to go to theater. And he's like, oh my God, let's go hunting. You know,
but no shot. Well, no way.
I don't know, man. There's no judgment either way. I'm just
Blake Lively is not a beard.
Blake Lively's not his wife.
Thought, oh no, what's his face's wife? Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, look up.
Sorry. I got mixed up. That's my bad.
Because that's the thing. Like, they've been married forever, and that's part of it too. Is I think people are like, he could be with like some hot celebrity whatever and he's with this woman and like
that
but I think it's
I feel like
that's
that adds
love.
I feel like that adds to the fact that she's not a beard.
Oh sure, look, I don't know, man. You gotta talk to the gossip columns, don't talk to me.
Warms my heart about Hugh Jackman,
what warms your cockles
is that. Let's not use that word. but
that's my favorite thing about Christmas. I used it at the Greenfield Village during my Christmas speech as Calvin Wood, owner of the Eagle Tavern. No, I said, yeah, it warms my cockles to have all of you here.
I don't
tonight.
Like that word. But yeah, no, Hugh Jackman, he's made zillions of dollars in movies.
Yeah.
But he started on Broadway. And that's his true love. That's his true love when it comes to acting, singing, and being on Broadway.
Yeah.
So now that he's retired from movies, this man retired and was like, I'm still going to work, though. I'm just going to go back to Broadway.
Yeah.
I've made my money. Now I'm going to go do what I want to do.
Which is insane, because first, he's probably still making quite a hefty paycheck on Broadway.
Well, so right now...
Also, it's really hard work.
Right now... For the beginning of his Broadway stuff, he's got just a review he's doing of stuff that he's done, like songs from stuff that he's done. And that's like a limited run thing that's happening in New York. But the first actual show that he's working on is Disney is bringing The Greatest Showman to the Broadway stage.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he's reprising his role as P.T. Barnum.
Amazing.
And the stage version.
I can't wait.
Have you seen that Cabaret is back on Broadway?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see?
I didn't see. Who's the most recent?
So the first
MC.
One was Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah, amazing. I saw like a video.
And then right now it is Adam Lambert.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Perfect. Amazing.
But they're recasting it again. Orville Peck.
Orville Peck. Who's Orville Peck?
He's a famous country singer.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. If you could be in any show on Broadway.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, man. I wish we would do Little Shop of Horrors here at LCC.
I really want to. That's dream part, yeah.
I really want to be the frickin' plant.
Let's do it. I'll be Seymour. You'll be the plant.
Feed me. Feed me.
That's funny. The Fortnite contest has been these last couple weeks.
Yeah.
For the listeners, the Capital
There's
City.
Some people in my acting for the camera class that are in one of the movies.
I think it's because I came and talked to your class and asked them.
Something about a couple that shows up to a party and it turns out to be a swinger party and they didn't know it.
That was the group I was like, I don't have time to help y'all out. But that was the group I was a part of last year.
Beth and Dylan and Jonathan Riley.
Okay. Yeah.
We're all in it.
Bethlehem is her full name.
Yeah, I don't call her that. That's weird.
She doesn't call herself that.
That's fair. Little Shop of Horrors would be so fun.
I helped out a smaller group this year, and they had me do a voiceover, and one of it was like, can you give me like some feed?
That the one that Shane was in?
I don't know.
Shane was in another one that was competing with the one that Beth, John, and Dylan were in.
No. For the listeners, the Capital City Film Festival does a contest. Instead of 48 hours, you have 2 full weeks to shoot and edit a film, and then it gets judged.
What makes the Michigan theater scene unique and special to you?
It is filled with artists who are doing it because they love it.
That's fair.
Partially because they can't afford.
It's wild to me how many, like in the Lansing area alone, how many community theater organizations there is.
Yeah.
Like Riverwalk and Exion and Peppermint Creek. Right. And like,
meanwhile, though, if you think about like the professional theaters that used to be in Michigan, right? The Boar's Head Theater was an Equity House. That's the Actors Union. They're closed. The Performance Network in Ann Arbor is closed. The Jewish Ensemble Theater in West Bloomfield closed down.
Chicago just opened an Irish professional theater.
Well, Chicago is a pretty great theater town. I feel like Detroit should also be a great theater town, and it's slowly becoming so. The Detroit Public Theater is a new-ish theater.
Detroit Repertory has been around forever.
Forever. One of the oldest equity theaters in the country, actually.
Yeah.
They started as a theater for children, like doing shows for children.
The children's theater,
and
that's cool.
Then became professional, and then I think the riots happened.
Children's theater is wild. Children's theater is always wild to me because it's like, some of the shows are at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, bruh.
That's how I got my...
As an actor, I'm like, I don't know if I can get up at 10 o'clock in the flipping morning and able to have that much energy on stage for a kid's show.
It's way harder. Not that that isn't hard, especially if you're still drinking like I was at the time. it was rough mornings. But it's so much harder to do that for a film. When your call could, like, you're trying to get sunshine, like the sunrise light. And so your call is like 5 o'clock in the morning for makeup. Yeah. And you have, and you don't have an audience. You have a crew of people just as tired as you all standing around. And if your goal is to try to like be funny or be whatever, and theater, that's why Hugh Jackman loves it. One, it's sequential. You're telling a story, so you get to live that story. But also, you're feeding off the energy of an audience. If the audience hasn't gone to a play, go to a play. Even if it's a local community theater show, you're a part of the production.
And if you can get a chance to go to one of the Wharton shows from around here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man. I mean, Chicago's coming in April.
Yeah.
Man, what else?
I don't know. It's like the Wharton Center podcast.
Hamilton is coming back in May.
Oh, that's right. In case anyone hasn't seen it yet,
we have somebody that directs shows here at LCC from the Wharton though.
Ooh, who?
Kelly Stable Clark.
Oh yeah, yeah. Kelly and I work together through the Disney Musical and Schools program.
That's cool. Well, I swear, Errol and I could learn nothing about part three, but we're not going to do all that.
Good.
just a couple last final questions. One, what can people expect to see you in next?
Oh, good question. Well, you can always listen to the podcast, Troll in the Mitten. You'll see me there. I will be in a short film for the Capital City Film Festival Fortnite contest this year.
You planning to audition for anything community theater-wise or anything here at LCC?
Well, as a member of Actors Equity Association, I can't perform in a theater unless they've given me a contract, an equity contract. And for non-union houses, that can be pretty expensive, even if I don't get paid. Probably not. Mm. But there's always my commercials. Keep an eye out for, I'm trying to think. Oh, I have a, I don't know if the dental commercial is still airing, but I play a biker in a dentist office, and a PSA on rage driving, but it takes place in a grocery store, and I am the rage shopper.
All right. Well, thank you for joining and talking for a whole two parts.
Yeah. Well, let me say one more thing before I go.
Oh, okay.
So I've spent lots of time as a professional, and I went out to LA, and it was very clear, like, anybody from wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you gotta either make your own stuff, right? You're either doing stand up or you're making your own stuff and putting it out there. And Michigan is full of incredible, talented, brilliant, hilarious, wonderful people, which is why I moved home, which is why I'm a DMAC student. And any of you out there listening, I empower you. Make your own stuff. Get out there. Find some talented people. Produce stuff here in Michigan. Show the world how talented we are.
As you say that, and I'm planning to leave Michigan after Please. College.
Son of a
Hey, you're not supposed to say that on here. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on, Errol. It was a blast. As always, go follow him on social media and all that jazz. And
Gribbles and Bits on Instagram.
Gribbles and Bits. Anyways, thank you guys for joining Front Row Backstage. Thanks for tuning in to Front Row Backstage. We hope you enjoyed this week behind the curtains of the media world. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram for more information. And join us next week for more stories from the front lines of entertainment. Until then, stay tuned, because whether it's on stage, behind the scenes, or over the airwaves, the real action is everywhere.